the story of Josela of Krakow, who was known as Josela the Miser. Once upon a time, Moshe the Beggar was traveling around, and he came to the city of Krakow. And being a beggar, he found himself a little hovel in which he could stay. And then he went to the better part of town to see if he could raise some money to celebrate the Sabbath and to make his way for the rest of the week. In those days, the best place to go, if you wanted to raise money, was the better part of town. Because in those days, people believed that giving tzedakah, that giving charity, was a major part of life. Today, if you're a beggar, it's probably not such a good idea to go to the better part of town. But Moshe went to the best house he could find, and he knocked on the door. And the owner stood behind it, saw him in his rags, and invited him in to have a cup of tea. So Moshe sat and he talked, and he found out that the owner of the house was named Josela. And they had a nice conversation, and Moshe told him about his past and what his current needs were and what he was doing in town. And then finally, Josela said, "So, you knocked on the door, you had something specific?" And Moshe said, "Well, you know, it would be nice. I could use a few ruples to make it through, if you wouldn't mind." Well, it was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Josela looked at Moshe as if he had become so offended, and he went into a rage. And he said, "How dare you? I invite you into my house. We sit and have a cup of tea. And now you're trying to take my money." And he threw him out of the house, slamming the door. Wow. Moshe had never been treated in such a way. And he went to the rabbi, Rabbi Kalman, and he said, "Rabbi," he says, "I've come to your city, and I have begged in many other cities, and they've received me graciously," he said, "but my first experience here was terrible, and I wonder if you could give me some help and tell me where to go, because I need to raise some money to take care of Shabbat and myself." And Rabbi Kalman said to him, he said, "Moshe," he said, "here are the places you can go, and be sure not to go to some of these other places. Especially be sure not to go to the house of Josela, because everybody knows Josela is the miser of the town." Well, Moshe took his advice, and he went around to these different houses. And it must have worked out well, because when Friday morning came around, he woke up, and he was just about to go out of his little hovel, and he looked, and there, underneath the door, was an envelope, and it had just the number of ruples he needed, not only to celebrate a wonderful Shabbat, but also to take care of himself for the rest of the week. And you know, this was a wonderful town, because from one week to the next, Moshe, on Friday morning, would discover an envelope under his door, and in it, just enough ruples to carry him through Shabbat and the rest of the week. And this went from week to week, and from month to month, and from year to year. And Moshe was happy. Now, Rabbi Kalman was a generous soul, and he heard that Josela was dying, and he went to visit him. And he went into the dying man's bedroom, and he said, "Josela," he said, "I'm sorry to see that you're ill," he said, "but, you know, it would really be important for you to do something for somebody in the city here, because Yosula, you have no friends. You have nobody to bury you. It's good to have friends. And Yosula looked to him, and he said, so, Rabbi, what do you suggest? And Rabbi Kalman got very brave, and he said, you know, the teachings are that if you give a little bit of tzedakah, you give a little bit of charity, you not only make friends in this world, but you make friends in the world to come. So why don't you consider giving a little bit to some people that need it? Yosula looked at him and then looked away. It didn't say anything. And Rabbi Kalman, for a moment, thought, once a miser, always a miser. But he didn't say anything, and with sadness in his heart, he turned and walked away. Well, it did happen that Yosula died. And when they went into his house, this very big and very rich house, they looked through all the rooms and couldn't find any money. They couldn't even find anything to sell for him to have a proper burial. And so Yosula received a pauper's burial away from the main part of the graveyard, off in the corner. They dug a hole and they placed him in it and they covered it up, and there was no gravestone to mark his grave. That Friday morning, Moshe woke up, and there was no envelope under his door. He went over to Rabbi Kalman's, and there was this great hubbub. All the beggars in town were gathered there at Rabbi Kalman's house, saying, Rabbi, every Friday we have money under our door, but today there was nothing. And then they realized it must have been Yosula the miser. In secret, he had been giving money to all the beggars in town, and nobody knew. And Rabbi Kalman felt terrible. He was so embarrassed. And he said, we've got to give Yosula a proper burial. This is not right. And they scraped together what little they had, all the beggars in town, and they got enough money together to give Yosula a proper burial. And that was to take place on Sunday. So when Sunday came around, they got him out of his gravesite and moved him over to a fine gravesite in town, where when they were placing him in, Rabbi Kalman got suddenly very dizzy, and he sat down and felt faint to the point where he went into an altered state of consciousness. And in his dreamlike state, Yosula came to visit him. And Rabbi Kalman said, Yosula, we're so embarrassed to have put you in a pauper site, and nobody was there at your burial. And Yosula said, you don't have to worry. I had a minion at my burial. There was our father Abraham was there, and Isaac was there, and Jacob was there, and King David was there, and Moshe was there, and Aaron was. I had a minion, not to worry. And Rabbi Kalman said, so tell me, what is it like where you are? And Yosula says, well, you know, it's heaven. It's perfect. But I'm sad. And Rabbi Kalman said, but why are you sad? You've reached the heavenly world. And Yosula says, I can't go around in those early morning hours on Friday and put envelopes under everybody's door who needed the money. I can't do that anymore because it's perfect here. And then The dream faded, and Rabbi Kalman finished the burial. And they placed a stone at the head of the gravesite. And they said on the stone, "Here lies Yosela, the holy miser." And Rabbi Kalman said, as the group left, "You know, even heaven doesn't have everything."
Yay, da, 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 da,